Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Scores NBA Draft Show with your Bulls broadcast team of Chuck Swirsky and Bill Weddington on 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station and official radio home of the Chicago Bulls.
That's right. We are so looking forward to broadcasting Bulls Ball right here on 670 The Score. It's 8:05. Rick Camp producing. Adam Stasinski helping us out as well in the tech department with Rich Wyatt. And again, Patrick Williams out of Florida State, 6'8", is headed to the Bulls with a fourth overall pick. Now, earlier today, Al Horford was sent packing his bags. It just wasn't the right fit in Philadelphia with Al Horford. So Horford in a first and second round pick, they're headed to Oklahoma City for Danny Green, who is just acquired by the Thunder from the Lakers. In a trade with Dennis Schroeder headed to L.A., and also that Bucks sign and trade that would have brought Bogdan Bogdanovic to Milwaukee. Apparently, Bogdanovic did not agree to the sign and trade. So he is going to be a restricted free agent on Sunday. Chuck Swirsky, Bill Weddington joining us. And as expected, we talked about this moments ago. Denny Avdija is now a member of the Washington Wizards with the ninth pick, and Phoenix is on the clock. Let's go to Adam Silver. Can we do that? Well, he just made the announcement, so we'll get back to you in a moment on that. But we want to read some of the text, Bill, if we can. Again, they wanted to know about whether or not the Bulls could have tried to trade up to get Ball. What are your thoughts on that? I'm sure they tried. I mean, listen, this is their job. But if a team doesn't want to make a deal, or if they're trying to get you to sweeten the deal by, you know, asking for another number one pick, you can't do that. I mean, you can't overpay.
Absolutely correct. And I'm sure, you know what, there are a lot of talks this week about the Bulls moving up in the draft. And I'm sure when there's that many people talking about them, there was definitely conversations. But again, you don't want to sell your team short to get a player. And again, you know, we went through this back in the day when Kobe Bryant was a free agent. Do you trade away the whole team to get a player like Kobe Bryant? And arguably one of the best, or if not the best player in the league at the time, maybe you make that, maybe you don't. But you don't want to have a great player, but then put that great player in a bind because he can't do anything because there's no one around him to play. So you have to find that balance. And again, I'm sure the Bulls were talking. The front office was doing their best to move up in the draft, but there was also talks about maybe moving down in the draft. And we don't know if there's still something in the works. So we just have to wait and see how the night plays out. But right now we got Patrick Williams, and I think that's a great pick for our team and what we have now and going forward. We still need a couple other things, but the night is still young.
Let's see. The Phoenix Suns with the 10th overall pick have just selected Jalen Smith, 6'10". He's a really good pick-and-pop player, and he goes to the Phoenix Suns, 6'10", out of the University of Maryland. Mark Turgeon really did an outstanding job coaching this kid up, so that's a good pick for Phoenix. You know, Phoenix is an interesting story, Bill, because they went unblemished, as you know, in the bubble. They ran the table, and a lot of people are expecting them to make that next move. Now, I'm not sure what that next move is. We're going to find out a lot about Phoenix, whether or not in a 72-game schedule, whether or not they can get into the playoffs, or whether or not the Phoenix Suns are going to be the Phoenix Suns. But you've got, you know, you've got Booker, and you've got Ayton, and now you got Paul in place, and you had a piece like Smith. So, listen, you know, there's no reason not to believe that good days are ahead for Phoenix.
You know, you're absolutely right. They just got Chris Paul, and if I'm Ayton, I am thrilled to have a guy like Chris Paul, who, you know, not too long ago was throwing lobs to DeAndre Jordan in for the Clippers. So he's a guy that will play really well with him, get him up and down the floor, use his skill set really well, and get him the basketball where he needs to have the basketball. So you also got to, you mentioned already how they played in the bubble. That's a huge confidence builder going forward. And when guys start to play well and they get that confidence on the floor playing together, that goes a long way. So I'm really expecting Phoenix to be much better this season coming out of the box. I mean, they're going to come out from the get-go of playing really good basketball, because it wasn't too long ago that they were in the bubble playing well. And those guys will all remember that. And it's all muscle memory for them out there. And I expect big things from Phoenix.
Yeah, Chris Paul headed to Phoenix. In fact, he's already working out right now in the Valley of the Sun. They had a video the other day with him and Booker shooting some hoops. But Kelly Oubre, who, by the way, could be on the block again, now the Oklahoma City Thunder. Ty Jerome went in that deal. Jalen Lecque and a 2022 first-round pick were headed to Oklahoma City in that deal. Chris Paul has a couple years left. He's making, I believe, $35, $36 million next season for 2021. And the following year, he's in the $40 million range. So he's going nowhere. That's a player opt-out for the 2022 season, 21-22 season. So I doubt that he's going to surrender that. In fact, I can tell you he's not going to surrender that. So those are just some of the deals that with transactions over the last few days. Bill, there's also the story regarding James Harden, who reportedly turned down a 2-year extension at $103 million from Houston.
Hello.
He turned down $103 million on a 2-year deal, and he's got 3 years left on his deal with an opt-out after 2022, and apparently he wants out of Houston.
Yeah, you think? I was shocked when I read that, Chuck. It was that's unbelievable, but he was talking like he wanted to go to Brooklyn. How's that going to happen?
Well, I know he's real tight with Daryl Morey, who is his former GM, who engineered that trade from Oklahoma City to bring Harden to Houston. And they're very, very close, like really super tight. And Morey is now running Philadelphia. So I would think he'd be happy in Brooklyn or Philly. But the asking price is going to be a lot for Harden, and it should be. But, Billy, again, it's a player who's saying to himself, listen, I just want out, and, you know, the run is over here in Houston. I want to go to a contender, and he's forcing. You know, Houston doesn't need to trade him, Bill.
Correct. They don't have to. And, again, Houston's got to do what's best for Houston and going forward. And James Harden is a tremendous scorer in the NBA. He's one of the best ever. And unless they can get a fair value for him, I would look at James Harden and say, look, I'm sorry, you're stuck here for now. Let's make the best of it. And Harden's going to come out and play. He's got to play hard regardless, because he doesn't want to hurt his value for either a future trade or his next team where he goes to. But obviously, if he's not happy there and maybe doesn't want to go through that rebuild that he feels is coming on in Houston right now, obviously he'd like to go to a better team. And, you know, obviously Brooklyn is right there, and Philadelphia is a team that has been playing real well and was great just a year ago.
With the 11th pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the San Antonio Spurs select Devin Vassell from Florida State University.
All right, so Vassell, so now Florida State, we told you about Leonard Hamilton, and Florida State, again, with two players taken in the top 11 picks, 6'7", 200 pounds, a terrific, terrific shooting guard. And so, you know, the Spurs, they've got some questions, Bill, about, you know, DeMar DeRozan, rumored to apparently, you know, I mean, the Lakers are kind of putting the toe in the water about whether or not they can make a trade for DeMar DeRozan, who is from the Los Angeles area. and, you know, who found a home big time with Toronto, got traded for Kawhi Leonard, you know, played with the Spurs, did a good job. But now San Antonio's in that position where what are we doing here? Are we rebuilding? Are we, you know, trying to just get in the playoffs and go from there? I think they've got a lot of question marks in San Antonio. Do they keep LaMarcus Aldridge? Do they try and trade him? I'm anxious to see where this blueprint's going with the Spurs.
Yeah, that's a great question. And you know, with Pop, he always gets the most out of his players, and players love to play for him. But you just wonder how much do they have left in the tank, and is there enough talent on the floor to get them back? I mean, weren't they one of the longest running teams to be in the playoffs?
Yes.
And, you know, it seems Pops just finds a way to get it done each and every year. But there are a lot of questions with San Antonio right now. And, you know, I don't blame the Lakers. I mean, if they think a player is possible to get and you can get DeRozan, I think he'd be a nice fit for the Lakers if you go there. As much as I despise the Lakers and don't want them to win. But, you know, I can't blame them for trying to make their team better.
Again, Patrick Williams is a member of the Bulls, the fourth overall pick. Edwards went number one to Minnesota. Wiseman goes to Golden State. LaMelo Ball, now property of Michael Jordan's Charlotte Hornets. Fifth overall pick, Isaac Okoro out of Auburn. Okongwu goes to Atlanta. Killian Hayes, Detroit, seventh overall pick. Toppin goes to the Knicks. And with the ninth pick, Denny Avdija goes to Washington. Jalen Smith to Phoenix, and then Vassell to San Antonio, or Vassell. And then now, you know, Bill, who has not been taken, and I for the life of me, I can't believe he's still on the board, and that's Halliburton of Iowa State.
You know, he was, I agree, and he was one of the guys I was thinking if the Bulls went with a guard, the Bulls might pick him. What is he, 6'5", got a 6'7" wingspan, he's athletic. A great playmaker. So it is amazing. But again, you know, we don't know what's in these general managers' mind, what they're thinking. We just have to wait and see. I mean, draft day is an amazing day. You talked about it. It's life-changing for a lot of guys, but guys that were projected to go higher. And on the draft board I'm looking at, you know, he was the eighth best player in the draft, and he's still sitting there right now. On the clock with the number 12 pick.
You know, Bill, when I saw a tape of him, I really like him. The thing that kind of I'm a little bit nervous about his frame, and he doesn't get to the rim a lot. And I'm just thinking at the NBA level for a point guard, you got to get to the hole.
In the 2020 NBA draft, the Sacramento Kings select Tyrese Halliburton from Iowa State University.
All right, so Halliburton does, in fact, go to Sacramento. He went to the foul line, Bill, just 71 times in 57 games.
Yeah, that's not a lot. And you're right. He just doesn't get to the rim as much. His frame is a question mark, but he's a great player. I think he's, for a point guard, he's a great playmaker, can make his teammates better around him. So I think if Sacramento, where they have a little bit of a point guard tradition with Jason Williams being there, and Bibby in the past, they got something good to look forward to.
Well, again, we mentioned this at the top of the program regarding Sacramento, and with this deal nullified now because Bogdanovich apparently does not want to go in a sign and trade with Milwaukee, so he's a restricted free agent on Sunday, and trust me, teams with cap room are going to go after him, and then Sacramento's going to have to see whether or not they can do a sign and trade with that other team that Bogdanovich gives thumbs up. But Bill, let me tell you something. I think right now the Kings are desperate. They have got to get in the postseason. And Luke Walton, and you and I have talked about this many times, we thought he did a pretty good job with the Lakers, you know?
Yep.
But last year, it did not happen for Sacramento. They have a lot of talent on that ball club, Bill, and I get it. The Western Conference is just that. It's a battle every single night, period. But they've got to play better, period.
They absolutely do. And what we were just talking about with Phoenix a few moments ago, it's not getting any easier in the Western Conference, but they do have to play better. And I don't know if there were chemistry issues with Luke Walton coming in and trying to change, get his feel for the offense and the players, and they just were not quite jiving or on the same page, as you like to say, but they are going to have to find a way to get things done because they've gone through a few changes themselves this summer.
Well, we use this word a lot, and I promised myself I was going to really, really limit it, folks, because we heard enough over the last few years about, we didn't expect this guy to be at number 12. But if you're a Sacramento Kings fan and you're saying to yourself, we got Halliburton at 12, he slipped at 12, you would be very happy with that pick.
I would have been happy with him at four. So it's at the 12th pick for Sacramento, he's going to fit in really nice right there. They say he has one of the highest basketball IQs and just knows how to get things done on the floor. As I said before, makes his teammates better around him. He's going to be a nice pick for them, and it should blend in very well. It's just a matter of getting all those guys on the same page at one time, because that's a huge thing. You can have all the talent in the world, and I've played on teams that had great talent. We just weren't all on the same page at the same time.
We're going to read some texts, and we invite you to text us at 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. It is 20 minutes past 8 o'clock, and again, we'll be with you folks until 10 o'clock, but then we have more NBA ball with Rick Camp, who's producing this segment of our program, and then Rick will take you from 10 to midnight. And listen, this is just one night of the NBA. The Arturas and Mark, they've got plenty to do. Trust me, it's going to be frenetic with free agent signings, trades, whatever the Bulls can do, they're going to do it. But I'm very, very encouraged because I'm digging Florida State players, as you can tell. I love Florida State players, and I love Williams. So solid pick, fourth overall. Patrick Williams is a member of the Chicago Bulls. We're going to go to your texts in a moment on 670 The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's Kyra Lewis back the other way. Boy, he just put into another gear. That is just something else.
Wow, did he hit another level.
And welcome back. 670 The Score. You heard a play-by-play clip of Kyra Lewis, 6'3", out of Alabama, coached by Nate Oates, who's entering his second year with the Crimson Tide. And that guy can coach, by the way, big time. Alabama having an outstanding recruiting class as well for the 2021 campaign in the SEC. And Kyra Lewis is from baseline to baseline. This guy is a blur, as a lot of young players need to put on some weight with that frame, but he can get it done. We're going to go to your text at 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. 844-6767. In a few minutes, we're going to take you live to the teleconference featuring the newest member of the Bulls, Patrick Williams, drafted fourth overall. And again, when he's available, we're going to go to Patrick Williams, drafted again fourth overall, as he is the highest drafted pick in Seminoles history. Dave Cowens was the fourth pick in the 1970 NBA draft, but that's the highest draft pick in Seminoles history since Dave Cowens was taken by Boston in 1970. He's the Bulls' highest pick since Derrick Rose was number one overall, obviously, in 2008. And Williams is the fourth player taken fourth overall by the Bulls. Tom Boerwinkel, sensational player. God rest his soul. He was a great player out of Tennessee in the Bigs, drafted in 68. Kelvin Ranzi, that was a draft day deal with Ronnie Lester back in 1980. Marcus Fizer in 2000, taken fourth overall out of Iowa State. And Eddie Curry back in 2001, right out of high school. Bill, that was the draft also with Tyson Chandler, right?
Yes, it was. We got the two high school kids, and I was brought on as a mentor to help them with off-the-court issues, and two very talented players. And remember, we traded Elton Brand away to get that pick. And, a lot of people were disappointed because Elton Brand was a 20-10 guy, actually almost a 20-20 guy. He was getting, I think, 15 rebounds a game, 20 points, 15 rebounds a game for the Bulls. But the Bulls felt it was time to rebuild and picked up Tyson and Eddie. And hindsight now, unfortunately, things didn't work out quite the way, but Tyson Chandler has made himself into quite the player. Hey, the Bulls have had two other Florida State Seminoles play for him. Do you know who they are, Chuck?
Let's see. I want to say Mitchell Wiggins.
Yep, 73 through 76.
Florida State. I'm trying to
think. It was 1984 when he played for the Bulls.
1984 for Florida State. Oh, gosh, 84. I should know this, Bill. 84 Florida State. Go ahead. Give me a hint.
Roland Garrett.
Roland Garrett. No, he was before 84, wasn't he?
I thought it was 84. That was
he played in the 70s.
Did he? I got a Jeff Van Gerten stat. I picked that one up. Thank you, Jeff Van Gerten.
Okay. I thought Roland Garrett played in the 70s, but we'll see. But again, let's go to the Tech Zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. You can save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com.
With the 14th pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the Boston Celtics select Aaron Nesmith from Vanderbilt University.
Okay, so there you go with the 14th pick. Aaron Nesmith is headed to the Boston Celtics. Nesmith can flat out shoot the ball. You know who's coaching Vanderbilt, don't you, Bill? Jerry Stackhouse. And Jerry Stackhouse called Nesmith the best shooter he's seen at the collegiate level. Now,
they say he's arguably the best shooter in the draft.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that way, Bill. And Jerry Stackhouse, in his own right, was an outstanding scorer coming out of North Carolina. And remember when Stackhouse was coming out of North Carolina, some people were saying he's the next Jordan because they came back. Maybe that's because both came from Chapel Hill. But Jerry Stackhouse played close to 20 years in the NBA. For him to make that statement about this kid, and again, he's probably a little bit biased because he coached him at Vanderbilt. But having said that, the guy can fill it up.
He can fill it up, and he's lauded for his work ethic. He's another guy that just works hard and is a great leader on the floor. And with that shooting ability and shooting the ball, it's going to be interesting to see him. He's another guy I liked in the draft. So we'll see what happens with him.
And Bill, we've got more texts. This is a text saying the Bulls have struggled with injuries over the past years. Williams mentioned his versatility. How do you think the Bulls are going to play it out now, not only with the injury situation? Again, no one can foresee injuries, but, Bill, this club has to stay healthy.
It really does, and you talked a little bit about it before with the Bulls and all the games they missed, and then Chandler Hutchinson's another guy that the Bulls have that 2 years ago showed great signs of promise but just has not been able to stay healthy. And It's hard to evaluate a team when you don't see the guys that are supposed to be playing on the floor because of injuries. So unfortunately, that's part of the game and you have to deal with it. But it just seems as of late, the Bulls have really suffered a lot of injuries and games missed due to injuries.
Bill, a couple other things dealing with our techs. A lot of people said, listen, you know, we don't know a lot about this kid, Williams, other than the fact we've read a lot about him over the last week and a half when things started to percolate. But they said, listen, you know what? We got to give this front office a chance, and we have to trust AK and Eversley on this pick.
Well, you absolutely do. And it's not like they're just coming into this yesterday. They've been doing their due diligence most of the summer, trying to figure out what's going on. But again, this has been a very difficult year to scout and recruit because the college games were canceled back in March, as well as the NBA games. A lot of guys didn't play a lot of games. There were injuries. So some guys, you know, like Wiseman played, what would he play, three games for Memphis?
Yep.
So you're really trying to go off of, you know, last year's games, the few games they played this year. And then obviously you're talking to a lot of people. And then they probably did a lot more talk with guys from where they were in high school and what had their attitude and how they worked, and maybe their AAU coaches, see if you get some film there just to see how they're playing, because this year is so different just in what's happened with the COVID and guys not being able to play a normal season.
Well, again, this is another piece of the puzzle for the Bulls, and I would think, because he's very versatile, especially on the defensive end, he can certainly get the job done. We're going to take a break. We're going to have more coming up at 8:35 right here on 670 The Score. Bulls Bowl right here. More from the NBA Draft.
It's The Score's NBA Draft Show with Chuck Swirsky and Bill Wennington on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station and official radio home of the Chicago Bulls.
And welcome back. This is The Swirsk along with my main man, Bill Wennington. And we're happy to have you with us tonight right here, NBA Draft coverage. We're going to go to that teleconference call featuring the fourth overall pick taken by the Bulls, Patrick Williams, in just a few moments. We are at the 15th pick. Is that right, Rick Camp? Rick is our producer. And the Magic took Cole Anthony out of North Carolina. And what's interesting about this, Rick and Bill, if you ask scouts a year ago, prior to the college basketball season of 1920, okay, 2019-2020, if you said, give me the top three picks in the draft, Cole Anthony was among those players in that, you know, 1-5 range. And he got hurt, and he was very inconsistent. So maybe, you know, the Magic can come up with something here with the 15th pick. We also have a deal with Oklahoma City and Minnesota. It was a 2-for-1 swap with number one picks. Oklahoma City right now with the 17th pick. Minnesota gets a couple of first-round picks in the deal. And let's go to Adam Silver.
With the 16th pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the Portland Trailblazers select Isaiah Stewart from the University of Washington.
All right, but this pick is not really going to Portland. This pick was actually traded Portland to Houston in the Covington deal, and then Covington goes to Portland. In fact, Houston got two first-round picks, but then Ariza went from Houston to Detroit in the number one pick, and so Detroit gets Isaiah Stewart, who is very inconsistent, playing for Washington. You know, Washington, Bill, Mike Hopkins is the head coach there, and he was a longtime assistant under Jim Boeheim, and you know what Boeheim plays defensively, do you not? Because you had to play against Syracuse.
Zone defense.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that'll be interesting to see what happens in the NBA, the transition. But fundamentally, in a zone defense, the one thing, especially with the way things are going in the NBA today, Chuck, with a lot of teams playing the spread offense, you're playing off the ball a lot. And if you're in a zone defense, you have to see the ball and see your man or see who's on the side. So in some ways that may help you, but if he gets a coach that goes back to more of a traditional man-to-man defense, that could be a problem.
We're going to go back to the text at 312-644-6767. That's 312-644-6767. As the Bulls fans are saying, okay, you know what? Seen a little tape on Williams. We like it. Very, very athletic. Plays above the rim. Gets after it defensively. A lot of fans, Bill, are very excited about what's happening with Billy Donovan coaching this kid.
I really like what Billy Donovan does. I liked his style at Oklahoma City. Obviously, he had some great players, but he also had guys like Steven Adams, and he worked Steven Adams into the game as a big. Well, you're having Russell Westbrook run up and down the floor and push the ball. So it'll be interesting to see exactly what he has planned here for this Bulls this season.
You know what, Bill? I'm also looking at some of the things that Mark Spears is writing on Twitter. Earlier today, apparently, Klay Thompson was in the gym working out and scrimmaging. Thompson's lower right leg was injured while playing against other current and former NBA players in a gym in downtown Los Angeles, sources said. And one of the sources told Mark Spears he needed help walking out of the gym. And that's not a good sign.
No, it's not. And you hate to see anyone get hurt, but especially Klay Thompson coming off an injury last season and really not playing last year. So this is tough, and it's a tough blow for Golden State because so many people expected so much out of them this season. And, you know, I don't want to say they got lucky in getting, you know, the second pick with the stars that they have, but, you know, things were really starting to look up for them. And to get Wiseman, a guy that fills so many roles for them.
In the NBA draft, the Minnesota Timberwolves select Aleksej Pokuševski from Novi Sad, Serbia.
Yeah, Pokuševski is headed to Oklahoma City in a 2-for-1 swap with number one picks. And Bill, again, this is a guy with a great upside, very, very athletic, moves like a wing, has a 7'3 wingspan, played on Olympiakos from Greece on the second team. And again, Bill, you know what? One thing about Sam Presti, who can mix and match, and he has a bundle of first-round picks. Some of that happened today. Some of that happened, obviously, in the Chris Paul deal. And then some. He got a bundle in the Paul George trade, got a bundle in the Westbrook trade. But, you know, this is your typical Sam Presti move. I'm at 17. I'm rolling the dice. I like this guy. Let's go for it.
Well, you know, and he's a guy that fits into the NBA today as a stretch 4 or 5, whatever you want to play him at. He can shoot the three. He plays really well in a screen roll, which a lot of teams still like to play right now. With the coming off a screen, hit the big for either hit fade for a three or roll to the rim. He's a really skilled and versatile offensive player. So that's a great pick, in my opinion, at 17. I don't think you can do any better than that.
Bill, also, we've got Woj along with Shams. They're reporting that the Clippers are sending the 19th pick via Brooklyn to the Pistons and receiving Luke Kennard, and the Nets get Landry Shamet. So, again, let me repeat this. Shams reporting the Clippers are sending the 19th pick in the draft via Brooklyn to the Pistons, and they're receiving Luke Kennard. So Luke Kennard is going to the Clippers, and the Nets get Landry Shamet. Remember, Shamet started his career with Philadelphia and then went into the Tobias Harris deal. So Landry Shamet is now property of the Nets. Kennard goes to the Clippers. So
I like Kennard shooting. I thought he was always good. He hurt the Bulls a couple of times, but that's an interesting trade.
Yep. So the Clippers, again, that's an, you know what? Here's the thing with Luke Kennard. Every time the Bulls played the Pistons, I mean, there are a lot of times, Bill, we didn't see Kennard play because he was hurt with that knee situation.
Yep. And again, we're talking about injuries. Again, you don't get to see a lot of guys, but he's a guy that can shoot the ball. I think he'll help the Clippers. Wow, that was quick. I like that.
The 18th pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Josh Green from Sydney, Australia, and the University of Arizona.
Okay, so there you go. Josh Green, another Arizona product. Arizona's had a Sean Miller over the last few years, Bill. We know that he has turned out NBA ball players. He had one here, obviously, in Chicago with Lauri Markkanen, had DeAndre Ayton for one and done in Tucson, Arizona, property of the Suns' first overall pick. So, Bill, we're looking at, again, you get in a pool of players here, and this is where you can really evaluate a general manager.
Oh, absolutely. How much homework have they done? It's getting deeper into the first round here. So, you know, the late first round and the second round are tough. And that's why you see throughout the year so many players that went late in the first round that ended up playing really well. And even some second round picks and back in the day, third round picks that ended up being all-stars because someone did their homework and found them. But then you also have to look, there's a lot of teams miss it. There's not an exact science to scouting. You really don't know what a person is made up of and the different influences that can affect their lives going forward. You could tell what they've been through, and usually there's a science to that, what they've been through, but so many things happen to you as an NBA player, the people you meet, the pressures you have, the distractions there are that can get in the way of you filling out to be the best player you can be.
Again, repeating the news, the Pistons with the 19th pick, giving them three now in the top 20. Landry Shamet is headed to the Nets, and Luke Kennard is headed to the Clippers. So Troy Weaver, who's the new general manager leaving the Oklahoma City Ball Club as the assistant to Sam Presti, Troy Weaver is shaking and baking, Bill, in Motown.
Yeah, you got to make things happen. Again, teams are looking at their rosters saying that we need to get better. We're not happy with where we are right now. And Detroit is definitely one of those teams that has been underperforming for the past couple of years. And they got to do something. So he's rocking the boat, so to speak.
Well, you know what, Bill? Let me just say this. And again, the offseason is front and center now. They made that blockbuster deal and Blake Griffin, and Griffin was locked in long-term, big money, and that contract was not on Detroit. That contract actually was on the Clippers, and the Clippers got rid of that deal so they could maneuver and get a guy like George and Kawhi Leonard. If they still had Blake Griffin, they can't make those two deals. So Blake Griffin goes to Detroit, and as we know, he was hurt last year. But, Bill, they've got a lot riding on this, and that's why I would think that it's going to be interesting to see what Detroit does with Blake Griffin, whether they can move him or maybe they're just going to have to keep him because of the deal. We've got Leonard Hamilton on the line, the outstanding, and I mean outstanding coach of Florida State. Love the guy, what he's done in Tallahassee with the Seminoles program. In fact, the Bulls have Chris Kent, who is from the Florida State program, working in the video department of the Bulls. He's an outstanding young man in his own right. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, fellas. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well. This is Chuck Swirsky. Good to have you with us. And, Leonard, let me ask you about Patrick Williams. What can you tell Chicago fans about him?
Well, I think they're going to get a player that's loaded with potential. I mean, there's no physical weakness that he has. He's quick. He's strong. He's athletic. He plays hard. He has an NBA-ready body. He shoots the ball well. He handles the ball well. He's extremely coachable, and I think that he's a high-character youngster that would do whatever Coach Donovan asks him to do. He can switch 1 through 5. He's quick enough to contain small people, and he's strong enough to get inside and front the post and defend inside.
How did you use him, Coach?
Excuse me?
How did you play him?
Well, see, we play a positionless basketball, you know, and I only have one position on my team, and that's the center. And he sets, and that's because most centers are not ball handling. All my other four positions are interchangeable. If he rebounds, he's the point guard. If he don't get the rebound, he's filling the lanes. He comes off of ball screens, very similar to what they do in the NBA. He goes left, he goes right, he has pull-ups, and he shoots three. And I only had him for a short period of time. Patrick is a very humble guy, but he's extremely coachable and a fast learner. I think that he's a perfect fit for Coach Donovan. I know Coach Donovan elevate his game even to a higher level because he's been around young kids like this all his life.
Okay, let's break down, Coach, his game. So give me an idea about his ball handling skills.
Well, he's right-handed, but he handles the ball probably better with his left hand than he does with his right. I mean, he's ambidextrous when it comes down to ball handling. And understand this. It's when you're breaking down a kid who's 1 year removed from high school, you know, you have to be careful not to over-evaluate. But in his case, you can because he dribbles it, he passes it, and he shoots it. I mean, he's a versatile player, and he's very similar to the way the NBA is going. You know, years ago, you had a dominant point guard. You had a guy that can shoot, a guy who can rebound. Nowadays, you got to be versatile to play all over the place, and I think Patrick represents that.
Shooting. Just describe Patrick Williams as a shooter. What's his range?
Well, you know, he was just starting to become a really good three-point shooter from the college range. There's no doubt in my mind that he will be an effective three-point shooter. He's a great 1-2 dribble pull-up guy. And if you're watching the films, you know he's athletic with those big old meat hook hands. If he gets close to the glass, he's going to dunk it on you. He's a good shot blocker.
Passing.
Well, here again, he's in my system, he always had the opportunity to be in an attack mode. I mean, he wasn't the primary ball handler because I played him in four different positions. He played the 4, the 3, the 2, and the 1. That demonstrates the versatility, and we won the ACC championship.
Well, Coach, when you look and break down his game, obviously, I mean, he has all the ingredients. I mean, he's so athletic. He is a man. There's no question about it. He's very young. Tell me a little about his personality. When you recruited him, what was that process like, and what was it like coaching him on a daily basis as far as being coachable?
He's a no-nonsense kind of guy. You know, he's very focused. You know, he's not one of those rah-rah guys who spend a lot of time, but he's a very focused guy, and he gives you what you ask him to give you. He's a very mature guy beyond his years. That's why I think that he's going to fit in very well because he's going to be eager to learn. He's going to be the first guy there, the last guy to leave. He's one of those guys that fit in to anybody's system, but he's hungry and extremely coachable.
You're listening to the voice of Leonard Hamilton, one of the great college basketball coaches, period. Does a fantastic job in Tallahassee for the Florida State Seminoles. Had two players taken in the top 11. Vassell went to San Antonio, and of course, Patrick Williams goes fourth overall to the Bulls. So when you start looking at Williams, you know, let me ask you a question, because like all of a sudden the last week, 10 days, I mean, we're hearing a lot about this young man, and it wasn't just, you know, talk. It was legit. What to happen where he went from maybe mid-low lottery to the fourth overall pick?
Well, I had many talks with a lot of NBA guys, and the consensus was once you got past maybe the first two, then you know, you had to recruit what fits you. And so when you start looking at dribbling, ball handling, passing, shooting, athleticism, character, all of the above, our two guys really, really started to move up the chart. You have some guys that can defend, that can't shoot. You have some guys that can shoot that don't defend. But when you start evaluating, checking all the boxes, I thought Patrick would continue to move up because when you go watch him work out, he shoots the ball well, he handles the ball well, he's athletic, he's body ready. So I think all those ingredients gave him a chance. When they start really peeling back the onion and evaluating what they needed for a guy to be successful at this level, I thought he checked all the boxes.
You know, when AK or Mark Eversley, when they picked up the phone and they started talking to you, I mean, you've been in the NBA, you know what it's like, and you've fielded a lot of calls over the years about your players, no question about that. When did the Bulls first zero in on this kid?
Well, you have to understand this. I have I have the best basketball staff in the college basketball. All my guys have NBA experience. So everybody doesn't always talk to me. I got other NBA guys on my staff that they call I mean, I've talked to Chicago, but I talked to just about everybody in the league. You know, I have another kid that's probably going to be drafted in the second round. So, you know, this is it's a good night for the Seminoles. We are new bloods. We're in a conference with all blue bloods, and we trying to, we don't get invited to the party all the time, so we coined our own phrase, we're new bloods.
I like that, Coach. But, you know, my broadcast partner is Bill Wennington. You probably had to coach against him when he was at St. John's and you saw him play in the NBA. Bill, you're on with Leonard Hamilton. Got any thoughts or questions for the head coach of Florida State?
Coach, I love Patrick, and I think he's going to be a great fit. If you had to say, coming into the NBA, do you think he's ready to produce now, or is he a year or two away from really catching on to the NBA game?
Well, that's a unique thing. See, he doesn't necessarily have a weakness in terms of, does he dribble it, does he pass it, is he strong, is he tough, is he focused? He's void of all those things. Now, experience is only the issue here. Experience, like any first-year rookie, you got to give him opportunity, you know, to grow and experience, but he'll adjust real fast.
Coach, I have a question about defensively and the way he moves. And you mentioned the fact he was guarding, what, one to five guys on your team?
Yeah, no, we switched one through five, so he's experienced at guarding all positions.
All right, so he can switch.
Yes.
Well, because that's what the NBA, that's what it's all about now. Everyone's switching, Coach.
No doubt about that. That's what we do.
All right,
Our guys have a chance to display their talents a little better because that's the way we play, very similar to the way the NBA plays.
Okay, before I let you go, and we really appreciate your time, give me a story or two for our listeners in Chicago about this young man off the court.
But I think what he's done is that he came to college trying to enhance all the intangible things other than just scoring. Patrick wanted to make sure he was playing extremely hard. He wanted to make sure he was defending the ball at a high clip. And the offense took care of itself. He was very confident that he's capable of being an efficient offensive player. And I thought that his mindset coming in was focused enough and mature enough that allowed him to be successful.
Was he in your office a lot? Did you talk about life? I mean, what type of personality are we receiving here in Chicago with the Bulls?
You're not getting any kid. This kid has absolutely no drama. He's a well-rounded, high-character kid. It was pleasant to be around with high character, been raised right. You're getting a class act, fellas. And thank you all very much for having me on. Okay?
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
All right, baby.
Thank you. All right, Leonard Hamilton, there you go, Bill. So, again, he's the head coach who had Patrick Williams. But the thing that really is impressive, Bill, is from a versatility standpoint, that this guy can cover and he can make switches on 1 to 5, which you have to have in today's game.
Absolutely. And being that he's more of a defensive guy right now, he can score, but he's not a prolific scorer. If the Bulls are looking at Kobe White and Zach LaVine and Larry Markkanen, he can come in and get some good minutes on the floor and not feel like he's being misused because he's not a great scorer where he's going to demand touches and everything. So I really think he's a nice fit for what we have right now with the Bulls going forward.
Yep. And I want to reiterate what I've talked about Leonard Hamilton before. And I go way back watching Leonard Hamilton from his days at the University of Kentucky. Let me tell you what, if you can't play defense for Leonard Hamilton, you are not going to play. And a lot of coaches give you lip service on that, and it sounds good. But in this case with Coach Leonard Hamilton, it is the truth. If you don't play defense, you will not play at Florida State, period. End of story. So, I mean, Bill, and you mentioned he's the second youngest player in the draft.
Yep. So huge upside right there. And, you know, from everything I'm hearing, he's gave great interviews. People love talking to him. Coach just said that he's a fine young man. He's got no luggage with him, no baggage. And I really think he's going to love Chicago. And I honestly believe Chicago is going to love him.
All right, very good. All right, Bill, hold on. We're going to take a break just after 9 o'clock. We're on the air until 10, which we appreciate. Another hour to take your text at 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. We're going to hear from Patrick Williams in a moment right here on The Score.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.